Hello, and welcome to the Maximize Self podcast. My name is Evan Renfro. I'm a fitness and nutrition coach who helps busy parents get back in shape to lead by example for their kids and family. I believe it's our responsibility and privilege to demonstrate to our kids the qualities and characteristics we want to see in them. I also believe we're to strive daily to become the best version of ourselves, to truly work at being our absolute best, our maximized self. So today I want to talk about vanity versus legacy, what this means and why it matters, and how both can impact everyone around us, not just ourselves. So there's a couple of points that I've been coming back to often, as they've both played a significant role for me in motivation. If I'm being honest, it was vanity that initially sparked my interest with fitness when I was younger. Growing up overweight and really struggling with food were the catalysts, but that shifted into the other extreme of focusing solely on how I wanted to look. Don't get me wrong, I think it's great to have visual clarity of your goal. I believe it serves as a great marker and metric for assessing and determining progress. However, I don't think it should terminate there. The true significance to improved health and overall progression should be anchored in something of much more substance and depth, which is where legacy comes in. If the temporary motivator of looking a certain way or achieving an aesthetic goal is all we've focused on, it's only a matter of time before that fades or is even achieved and then replaced with more shallow and empty motives. So, as parents, as leaders, as those who have responsibilities to others, it's crucial to set goals beyond ourselves. Personally, this has significantly reframed the way I set my own goals and objectives, as well as the way that I coach. When we dig deep enough to discover what truly matters, what's really important, it's far more than just looking good for a few days at the beach each summer. It's maybe feeling that accomplishment and motivation that carries over to other areas and challenges in our lives. And the feeling of knowing that our outward presentation of our health is a reflection of our internal strength and resilience. Maybe it's demonstration of discipline and self-control, or maybe a lesson in perseverance, but whatever it is, the lasting impact should be greater than the momentary achievement of vanity. We want our kids to be their best. We care about their health. We lead by example in this area, either showing good habits or poor ones. So whether we realize it or not, we're setting an example. So what is it that drives you? What shapes your goals and pursuits? Is it looking good on vacation or fitting into those jeans again? Or is it tied to something greater?